The latest map shows parts of Travis, Williamson, and Milam counties have actually gotten drier over the last month, moving from moderate to severe drought. That's because June, which is usually the state's wettest month, has been abnormally dry. In fact, the last 5 weeks have been the second driest late May to mid-June on record. Victor Murphy's with the National Weather Service. He says Austin's right at the center of a significant short-term drought, with 100-degree temperatures on the way and little to no rain expected.
For the next week or so, I feel very confident, you know, in telling you, yes, we'll see deterioration of conditions between now and next week. In all probability, we'll probably see some kind of deterioration from now through the rest of the summer.
But there's still some good news in the long-range outlook. Forecasters say in El Nino patterns likely, which would mean a wetter fall and winter for Texas. Laura Rice, KUT News.